You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Good morning. I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. Google's Android 10 rolls out today. Android 10 is here, and it has all kinds of new features. But our writers outlined the handful you should be most excited about, from new gesture controls to privacy and security. Super Micro Bug could let virtual USBs take over corporate servers. There's a lot that can go wrong with corporate network security, but usually people know enough to not plug strange USB sticks into network computers. But what if hackers could create virtual thumb drives that can serve as a Trojan horse to these systems? New findings show they can, and they don't even need to plug anything physical into the device. And now for today's fast fact, $2.6 billion. That's how much it costs to get a new drug to market, and pipelines are only getting slower and more expensive. But there is hope that artificial intelligence could help chip away at that figure by reducing the time and labor before a drug starts clinical trials. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.